It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
All right, and joining us, friend of the show for a long time now, Mark Ross, NFL Network analyst, joins us. You can see Mark on NFL Network's NFL Game Day Live Sunday at 1 o'clock. Mark, nice to have you back. How you doing?
Hey, excellent. Always a pleasure.
Man, we appreciate it. So I got to get the now that everybody's doing podcasts, can we get the drama part? Deshaun Elliott comes out and gets into the culture. We'll never win here. Guys are late. It's a disaster. Guys quit. I mean, he didn't call any names, but he just said they'll never win there, no matter what. He talked about us getting our ass kicked by Baltimore last year, and guys were in strip clubs, and it affected the last. He hit the whole thing, man.
Don't forget the soft comment. Don't forget that either.
Yeah, the soft. All right. Listen to you adding everything. So let me ask you, what's your take on, first of all, I don't know why, guy, you're in a great situation. You're playing for Pittsburgh. You're rolling. Why do that? But second of all, it has been, some of that stuff's been a knock on this team, as you know. So just a bad time after a good win for the Dolphins, and that's what the coach had to deal with yesterday since he's the culture. Well, what'd you think?
Yeah, that's never good when you got an ex-player saying that. And what do they say? There's always a little bit of truth in things like that. So, yeah, it'd be one thing if it was out of the blue and people were surprised. But I think probably down there in Miami, a lot of people say, yeah, maybe some of these things we've seen with this team. But, you know, you never want distractions. And you always just want to play games and focus on the game and avoid as many distractions as possible, and especially coming from ex-players when he really had no business talking about that at that point. I don't know if he's got an axe to grind. I don't know if he's mad or he just was saying it off the cuff, whatever. But, you never want to deal with distractions. And, unfortunately, they had to deal with that instead of focusing on the next one.
Let me add, I know the game's a lot different. Heck, Mark, even when you were in the front office, times have changed a lot. And I understand it, and players have a lot more say-so, and they're a lot more connected, and we've seen players get together and go, we can't play for this guy, we're losing because of him, and we're seeing guys losing their jobs and stuff. But I got to tell you, my one pet peeve, I can't speak for you, guys being late for meetings drives me nuts.
Yeah, and that's the thing, growing up in scouting, in the scouting world, and when you evaluate players, and I always talk about there's things on the field you can't control, how tall you are, how fast you are, all that, but there's things you can control, and that's being a professional, and that's playing hard, and that's being accountable, and those were always the traits you look for in players when we drafted them or even brought them in as free agents, is those tangible things that, yes, these are the things that you can control and should just be a prerequisite of being a professional on this team, and coaches and front office people always love those kind of players, and when you have people late or not being accountable, that drags down the whole. I think culture is pretty much overused word, but that is what it really talks about, that sort of cultural aspects of, you have to be accountable to yourself, your teammates, your head coach and your coaching staff and the whole organization. And when you don't have that, you have losing results.
Mark, the Dolphins get back to 3-6 with a nice win. They're by far their best of the three wins, being able to beat LA out there 23-15. How do you look at this team right now? Defense played their ass off and didn't give up a touchdown the last game, but overall where they are right now, and do you feel they have a chance still for that seventh spot at 3-6 right now?
Yeah, well, that's the disappointing thing. When you talked about we talked about backup quarterbacks, and if your quarterback gets hurt, and we know Tua has the lengthy injury history, and you really just want your team to kind of keep you afloat while your starter is out. And I mean, as you guys saw, they didn't stay afloat. They were sinking bad in those games. They looked totally non-competitive in those games, and they won the New England game. But you shouldn't have that, and that's really a testament to if you're so reliant on one guy for everything to go on both sides of the ball, that's just not a good it's just not a good situation. Now, that being said, as you mentioned, they're still not out of it. It would take a miracle, but they're still not out of it for the seventh spot. I think six spots are completely, completely locked up with the division winners and then whoever the second team that comes out of the Central, either between Pittsburgh or the Ravens. And I think the Chargers has one of those spots locked up.
Yep.
So you're really looking at, when I look at Miami's schedule, I think realistically they can get to eight wins. Now, how that plays out against the Bengals and the Colts and the Broncos for that last spot, it'll come down to the end. But, you know, overall, they should have been able to stay afloat a little bit better when Tua was out of there.
Oh, no question. That will be the number one question. Why weren't we better prepared as a backup? And I'm guessing there will be a lot more priority put on the backup position next year for sure. Speaking of quarterbacks, I don't know. I can only speak. Aaron Rodgers drives me nuts. He went to Berkeley. And I got to tell you, I've never seen a guy that talks about he's got all these set rules about, hey, you know, let's keep all our business inside the locker room and let's do this. And he's a big, like, to me, he's the biggest problem they have, even though they have a lot of guys not playing well on defense either. But what's your take on the Jets?
I haven't been on this Jets thing for 2 years. Even last year coming in when they first signed him, I was not buying it. And I'm on record on shows talking about, like, this is not going to work. And I just never understood the overall fascination with Aaron Rodgers these last couple of years and thinking he's going to turn back Father Time. And, you know, I saw the slippage there with Green Bay, and certainly, like, I've been around a lot of players, and especially quarterbacks, when they hit the wall, they go down. They don't come back up. And I saw those signs of he has to get the ball out of his hand quick. He couldn't make the plays moving around like he once could. So I never really bought into the Jets. And then even more so this year, coming in a 40-year-old guy coming off an Achilles, I was like, this team is going nowhere. But, you know, it's been a disaster. And for him to hold no accountability whatsoever for all of that he's created there, bringing in coaches, bringing in players, getting guys fired, and then still not taking any accountability, I just don't get the fascination of the positivity with Aaron Rodgers. Everyone's still giving this guy the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
You're looking at what's going on there week in and week out, day in and day out, and people are still defending him. And it, to me, it's bizarre and mind-boggling, because it's easy for me to see that this guy has been the focal point of all that is going wrong there.
I think everybody sees it, you know. But the other part of this, they're so desperate for a quarterback. They literally handed him whatever he needed.
Yeah.
And I know he didn't talk to the owner. The owner just wanted to see how he was feeling. But they didn't talk about any moves that might be made with the coach or anything. I'm sure that never happened. So
No.
That never came up.
And 5 minutes later, the coach got fired. No, I didn't bring that up at all.
Yeah.
No way.
I can look right at you. I didn't know anything about it. I was just like all the other guys. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
He's a good friend of mine. I like him. You know, he's a good guy. Yeah, okay.
Please keep him. Yeah. I'm going to go against what you said, Aaron.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, speaking of the young quarterbacks here for a second, this quarterback class overall, Jaden Daniels been unbelievable. Bo Nix has surprised me of all the quarterbacks on how well he's played in that Denver offense. What about for you?
Yeah, and then when he got drafted, I had said that, right or wrong or indifferent with taking Bo Nix there for Sean Payton, he fit what Sean Payton did, and that was with Drew Brees. Of course, there's only one Drew Brees, but the style of read the defense quick, get it out quick, you know, get to your reads, and that's what Bo Nix did really well at Oregon. It really was all of his game was doing that. So you had a guy who played that way in college with a head coach who coaches that way, and I just thought it was a really good match of what a coach does, what a player does well, whether it works out or not in the long run. But it's not a surprise that he's doing well in that system, because that's the way he plays. And, of course, Jaden Daniels, I mean, what can you say? I mean, he's
ridiculous.
He's just been phenomenal. And, you know, I really thought it was razor thin coming into the draft between him and Caleb, and I'm surprised Caleb has struggled this much, but I think that's more a testament to just how disastrous that Bears organization is year in and year out with turning through coaches, GMs, quarterbacks, and Jaden's just been phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that because I do. I'm with you. I think it's system and talent around him, and no one's had success there. And by the way, you know what happens. As soon as the head coach lets the coordinators go, you know what the next thing to go is.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right behind it is going to be the old head coach to follow.
Yeah, you got to throw somebody under the bus, and you're the one that hired the guy, so you shouldn't be firing them midseason. But we saw that there, and Vegas has had that as well. My guy Antonio Pierce, the head coach, was the captain of our Giants defense there for the Super Bowl. But yeah, once the coordinator goes, it's the other team to follow. And Shane Waldron for that, the play that to me when they tried to go. Playing Washington, speaking to Jaden Daniels, they got the game in hand. DeAndre Swift running all over the field. They get down to the goal line. Well, let's run this backup center dive play here that we've never seen since the Refrigerator Perry days.
Right.
And to me, I was on air. I said, I couldn't believe it. I was like, this can't be real that this is happening. And I said, this guy should never call another play in the NFL again. And the head coach that gives the okay for that shouldn't. Well, it took 2 weeks later, but now he may not, at least for this year.
Yeah, the kiss of death for sure. Hey, you evaluate a lot of college quarterbacks. We got a guy down here in our backyard. In Cam Ward, have you had a chance to watch him throw the ball around a little bit?
Yeah, the guy is supremely talented, as you've seen. He's athletic, he's mobile, he can really sling it, and there is still a lot of development for him as far as the reading the defenses and the consistency factor. I got to dig in a lot more, but just seeing him a little bit. I watched him last year, actually, when he was kind of talking about coming out, but he's going to be an intriguing and controversial prospect coming into the whole draft process, and I'm sure we'll talk about him a whole lot on the network.
Yeah, no, that's going to be an interesting one. We've watched him down here make some throws that are just absolutely ridiculous. He's got a strong arm. He's got the quick release, and he can run a little bit, and then he's made some mistakes not holding on to the ball, which was a knock on him before he got here, but man.
Mm-hmm.
He got a chance to be a first-round pick, though. I'll leave you with that. Would you say that's a chance that could happen?
Yeah. Just, the desperation for quarterbacks is really will get them in there anyway. Just we see it year in and year out, and at this time, they're even talking, well, none of these guys are first-round picks, or some of them aren't. By the time the draft gets there, they're all going to be in the first round or all going to get taken because everybody needs one, and they're going to be desperate for them.
Yeah. Hopefully the kid can stay out in New York and New York, man. Those two teams. Oh, my God. Hey, Mark, thank you. Really appreciate it.
Okay, my pleasure.
I'll leave you with that one right there. Thanks. Mark Ross. Mark from the NFL Network analyst with him. You can see Mark on NFL's Network. NFL Game Day Live Sunday starting at 1 o'clock Eastern. So we'll have a lot more stuff. Kim Bocamper's with us. Going to join us here for this 9 o'clock hour. We got a lot of stuff to get to here, man. A lot of stuff. I'm not giving up on that 7 spot, man. I feel better about that 7 spot than a lot of people do. My neighbor came out and started screaming at me last night. Said, I can't believe you're really saying it. He's a diehard fan. He goes, you're pushing the 7 spot? Are they paying you extra? I go, no, I believe it. We started yelling. Our wives told us to stop. It was getting ugly. But I'll tell you what's not ugly is going to Baptist Health South Florida. Boy, I'll tell you what. They've got one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. I talk about it all the time. Where do the pros go when they get injured in this town? Enter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins, FIU, FAU. They see it all. High school, college, and professional athletes every day. And you start looking at some of the top specialists that Dr. Uribe and those guys have put together for the knee and the shoulder and foot and ankle and hand and back and hip and knee replacement, Achilles. They got the body covered. Any kind of injury you've had, they see and fix every day. We got 3 great facilities in South Florida for you. Doctors Hospital in Coral Gables, at Hard Rock Stadium right next to the practice facility, and 595 in Pine Island in Plantation. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day. It's about getting you healthy, playing the sports you love the most. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.